Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Happy... There you go. Happy... Hey, happy... Happy 2023, everybody. I don't know.
Let's go.
Hope it's a good one. I don't know, Lewis, I don't know if you made any New Year's resolutions or anything like that.
Not really.
I made two. One was to drink less, and the other was to not gloat when bad things happen to Kevin McCarthy. Oh for two. Because, my friends, you are my friends. It has been a day of pure uncut Peruvian blue flake schadenfreude, watching the GOP stab each other in the throat. And tonight, I'll peel back the many layers of the stupidity in a drama we're calling Ass Onion, a Kev's Out Mystery. Let me get this straight. Now, let me see. I might just be a Louisiana detective. Let me set the stage for you. Today is the first day of the 118th Congress. Fun fact, before anything can happen in the House, they have to select a speaker. That's the rules. McCarthy has long dreamed of having the job, and when Republicans won control in November, he seemed like a shoo-in. But Kevin McCarthy has one major weakness. His weakness. As of this taping, is this still true? As of this taping, he is still not Speaker of the House. Swing and a miss.
Hey.
He needs 218 votes to win, but in the first two votes, he got only 203. Okay, he lost twice, but you know what they say? Third time's he also lost. Matter of fact, the third time, is this true? The third time, McCarthy ended up with even fewer votes than the first two rounds.
No.
Ouch.
Youch. Youchers.
But remember, there's more important things in life than winning or losing. There's making fun of Kevin McCarthy for losing. Because he did lose. They adjourned for the day with no speaker, right? They're gone. They called it. All right. And this is an historic de-pantsing. Because a speaker vote has not gone to even a second ballot in a century. That was back in 1923 when the House deadlocked over the radical and controversial candidacy of Congressman Flapper Jasmine. So far, McCarthy is not backing down. His plan appears to be to continue voting over and over again in a bid to wear down his detractors until he gets the gavel. You know, Kevin, you can just buy a gavel. I did. And I find you guilty.
Still got you.
After the first disastrous vote, Kevin McCarthy tried to stay positive, walking around with a big fake grin on what historians are calling his face. And with that footage, look at that footage. It really looks like Kevin McCarthy enjoys watching Kevin McCarthy get humiliated. Maybe he does really understand the American people. But McCarthy's allies seem prepared for the long haul, with one saying, if they think this is going to be a game of chicken to see who's going to blink first, they're going to be sadly surprised. Really? You know a game of chicken does not involve blinking, right? Are you thinking of a staring contest with a chicken? Because if that's true, you're going to be sadly surprised. According to the internet, technically speaking, chickens do not blink. Don't do it. Boy, this guy's chicken metaphor turned out to be a real canary in a china shop. Now, what makes Kevin's anguish particularly delicious is that it's no secret that he has dreamed of being Speaker of the House for years. Reportedly, interns in his office are already expected to call him Mr. Speaker. And this weekend, staffers were seen moving his boxes into the Speaker's office. I wouldn't be in a big hurry to unpack. He may not be great at counting votes, but he's good at counting chickens before they hatch. Hey, little advice. Once they do hatch, Kevin, do not get into a staring contest with them. You will lose. Again, until they select a speaker, nothing happens. No one's even allowed to be sworn in to the House, which might be a good thing because one of those people is Republican representative and kid at the slumber party who'd rather hang upstairs with your mom, George Santos. Santos just got elected in New York, and we recently learned that during the campaign, he lied about, and I'm rounding down here, everything. So grab a snack, stay hydrated. This might take a minute. For starters, during his campaign, Santos claimed to have attended both Baruch College and New York University, but neither school could locate records to verify his claims. So he may not have graduated, but he did get his BS. And it's not just higher ed. Sure, why not? And it's not just higher ed. Santos claims he attended a prestigious high school here in New York, but a spokesman there says that school also had no record of his attending. It's one thing to lie about your college, but lying about your high school is sad. Next, we're gonna find out he fabricated his transcript in kindergarten. Come on, George, is this even your macaroni necklace? It's real. Santos also lied about working at Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, backtracking later saying the language in his resume stated that he had worked for, not on, or at, or in. Okay, except that for is the preposition that makes it seem most like you worked for a company. No, I said I cheated with Rebecca, not in or at, though sometimes under. You guys want more lies? I've never asked that question before. Well, you're in luck. Because Santos also admitted to lying when he claimed that he owned 13 different properties, when in reality, he resides at his sister's place in Huntington. Should have known when he said the properties were Boardwalk, Baltic Avenue, Marvin Gardens, and a Scotty dog the size of a top hat. So all of this is bad and should be disqualifying for public office, but it could be worse. And it is, because he also claimed his mother died in the September 11th attacks, then clarified that she passed away a few years later, then re-clarified that she actually died in December of 2016. That is a horrible thing to lie about. His poor mother must be spinning in all of her graves. So, pretty bad that he lied about his mom dying on 9/11. But that seems kind of quaint when you learn that Santos also said his grandparents survived the Holocaust as Ukrainian Jewish refugees, a claim that is not supported by genealogical records. In fact, they were born in Brazil. So technically, they did survive the Holocaust by never being in Europe. That's a pretty big lie, but Santos had a clever out with this statement: I never claimed to be Jewish. I am a Catholic. Because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background, I said I was Jew-ish. Well, sure. In fact, that's a whole separate religion, to be Jew-ish. You celebrate Rosh Hashanah, eh? And and Hanukkah, kinda, by eating a big matzah ham sandwich. These are all terrible, terrible lies, but lying to get into office isn't illegal. You know what is illegal? This next thing. Because back in 2008, while living in Brazil, Santos went to a small clothing store and spent nearly $700 using a stolen checkbook and a false name. Now, in his defense, he needed something nice to wear to his mother's 10th funeral. Santos denies committing the crime, but he's got a bit of an uphill battle here because in the legal filing, Santos is identified by his full name and date of birth, as well as by the names of his mother's father. Also, Santos confessed to the crime, and the only reason the case remained unresolved was because authorities were later unable to locate him. So Santos is on the lam, and his brilliant idea was to run for Congress. It reminds me of that movie, Catch Me, You Can. Movie. There's another one, right? The one earlier. Is it Fisher? Oh, God, But despite all of his lies coming out, Santos's campaign remained defiant, releasing this statement. As Winston Churchill famously stated, you have enemies, good. It means that you've stood up for something sometime in your life. Well said. And in true Santos fashion, it's also not an actual quote from Winston Churchill. And he responded to that controversy with the famous George Washington quote, you're a wizard, Harry. We got a great show for you tonight.
Up next, Michelle Obama takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm happy to say we are joined once again with Michelle Obama. You know, Michelle, if I may call you that,
yes,
you've been so
you
generous with that.
You've known me long enough.
Thank you very much. And the nice thing is that I have gotten to know you on stage and off, and I've been to your lovely home, and you've been so gracious and so generous with your time. But the thing is, it's hard to get to know someone in little snippets, you know? Even the time, quality time we've spent together. Mm-hmm. And so here at the Late Show, the team up on the 75th floor, have put together these scientifically engineered questions that are a team of psychiatrists have written these questions that are meant to absolutely penetrate the soul of someone, to truly reveal them for who they are merely by answering these questions.
Okay.
Michelle Obama, do you have the courage to answer the Colbert questionnaire?
Yes, I do.
Michelle Obama, what is the best sandwich?
Grilled cheese.
You put butter on the outside? How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Butter it. It's got to be crisp. Mm-hmm. And the cheddar. I like cheddar in my grilled cheese.
Nice and done.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, it would be some clothes. Yeah, I have too many of them, according to my husband.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take clothes.
Clothing.
What is the scariest animal?
Scariest ant snakes.
Okay. Have you ever?
You said, "Oh wow."
I said, "Oh wow." Right? Well, no, I mean that. Yeah, sure. That's a primal one.
They're scary.
Snakes, spiders. Is there? Have you ever encountered a dangerous snake?
I've come close on hikes.
Yeah.
I've been
Rattlesnakes,
told
snakes, that sort of thing.
Like a king, some kind of cobra kind. It was couldn't have been a cobra. It was supposed to be a poisonous snake, and the Secret Service saw it ahead. So they stopped me, and they said, ma'am, you got to stay here. Oh, we were on a hike, and a rattler came out and went across the road. Yes.
Wow. And they arrested it. Apples or oranges?
Mmm.
I told you they're tough.
Oranges. Mm. Refreshing.
What? They are refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Great source of fiber.
Citrus.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, I am not an autograph person. So I'm sure I have,
sports but... Sports figure or anything like that?
No. I mean, I don't... Yeah, I generally think that getting somebody's signature is kind of like, what do you do with that?
I know.
I don't know.
The few times I've asked, I've regretted it.
Yeah.
What do you think happens when we die?
We go to heaven. Or I do.
I'll miss you. Think of me. Put in a good word.
Okay, I will.
Favorite action movie?
Jumanji?
Sure. That's an action movie. The Rock Jumanji,
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the new one?
I haven't seen the new one yet.
That's a good one. Window or aisle?
Window.
Okay. Because you like the view. There you go. Your view.
I just want to be this way.
All right. Favorite smell?
My husband.
Oh, that's nice. Least favorite smell?
Poop.
It's a classic.
Yeah, who likes that?
It's up there with rattlesnake. Right. Classic.
It seems pretty basic.
Most used app on your phone?
Sonos. Oh, nice. Music. Play music all the time.
Dig it. What do you listen to a lot of these days?
You know, I am really revisiting Stevie Wonder's Fulfillingness First Finale. Yeah. It's a classic. Yeah, I've been kind of grooving on that. Just bought Tank and the Bangers' new album, Red Balloons. Mm-hmm. Renaissance, Beyonce, my girl.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. I love the way they're into, you guys are into it. You're committed. Yes.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
See, that's just wrong.
Now, wait a second. I know,
one,
but this is... Well, here's the thing, is you don't have to listen to it continually.
See, that just makes me sad thinking about it. I'm
so what's a song that keeps you from being sad? Because it's not like you have to listen to it continually, but when you do go, this is the song.
All right, I have to go with Stevie, and it's not even an album. It's just one song. Mm.
Sure, one song.
Okay, I would pick As. Stevie Wonder's As.
What number am I thinking of?
Four.
No. Describe the rest of your life in five words.
Five words. Family, friends, in the sun.
Congratulations, Michelle Obama, you are known. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick...
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.